This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For more information, consult your local doctor. How's that? Information about what? Well, I guess probably about the virus. Yeah, you want to talk about that? We can do that. We'll talk about whatever it is that turns you on, turns us all on. That is, in an esoteric sense. I want to talk about something really disgusting later on in this half hour. But first, let me introduce you to the ladies of the day. Victoria, when I do that, I'm sitting in my studio. I put my arms out like I'm introducing you from stage left. Here on stage left is Victoria Keelan. Stage right is Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program. So there are a number of things that probably we could attend to, Jennifer, which have ramifications coming from the president, the White House, president back in a full schedule, it would seem. And one of the things he said, well, I don't know if I'm quoting him correctly or not, what I see, because I never really believe the quote, you know, you see quotes that come from various news media. The president said, did he say that the virus was far less lethal than the seasonal flu? And if he did not say that, what did he say?
He said that we should treat the COVID, the coronavirus, like the flu. What he's been saying since he has been back at the White House is that we shouldn't let fear dictate our lives, that we should figure out how to live with this, that we have therapeutics that are going to help people survive in all of this, and that we can't let fear rule us. That's been kind of the main message coming from the president over the last few days. According to his doctors, he hasn't had any new symptoms, and he's been fever-free, and he's been feeling actually pretty good since he's been back at the White House. Stephen Miller, who's one of his speechwriters, actually tested positive yesterday, so he's kind of the latest in this infected zone.
Is anyone left in the White House at this point?
Mm-hmm. Or is there's like just a couple people. I don't know. A lot of people quarantining, that's for sure. But one of the biggest stories that came out yesterday through all of this is the declassification of all the documents that were related to the Russia investigation. I'm not sure if you guys heard about this, because a lot of the mainstream media outlets won't pick this up, but they declassified all of the documents in the FBI probe that had to do with Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, the way that the dossier was created so that they could go in to start investigating the Trump campaign. At that point, I almost said administration. Apparently, what this showed, and this seems pretty stunning to me, and you've got all of the notes. I was going through them last night, some of them handwritten by Obama administration staff, so there's no doubt that this is attributed to them. But Hillary Clinton paid for this dossier. She did it because she wanted to distract from the email scandal that was plaguing her, so she decided to come up with a scandal of her own for Trump. She paid for it. The Obama administration knew she did.
Was it paid for it? What does that mean?
So she hired a company that hired someone to put together documents that were damaging to Trump and make them look like they were real, basically. And that was, you know, all of the salacious stuff about President Trump and Russia doing all sorts of nasty things on a bed that Obama slept on. I mean, really nasty things that she thought of, and also developed this idea that Trump was somehow colluding with Vladimir Putin in the election. And so she creates this. The company she hires creates this. They pass it off as fact. The Obama administration, John Brennan, who was the director of national security at the time, knew this was created by the Hillary Clinton campaign, and now we found out yesterday, briefed President Obama himself that this was actually part of opposition research, yet the administration took it to the extent that it went, and they launched, as we know now, a spying ring, basically, into the Trump campaign based on information that they knew came from Hillary Clinton and her campaign and was created. And all of the documentation is there. I'm not making this up. It is not political. You can read it. Everything's been redacted, and it should outrage all of us.
Where did all this stuff
come from? It was all in the Department of Justice, all part of national security, but it had all been redacted. And so yesterday, President Trump authorized the declassification of all of those documents.
Why did he wait this long? Why didn't he do it 4 years ago?
I think he's been given a lot of bad advice. And in fact, one of the things that was going around yesterday is if you're Rod Rosenstein and Jeff Sessions, who actually moved to start investigations because of this, you are probably hiding in a bunker somewhere right now because it looks really bad for them, too. Now we know why Trump was so mad at Jeff Sessions. Remember, publicly, everybody's like, oh, he's embarrassing Jeff Sessions, poor Jeff Sessions. Well, Jeff Sessions knew all of this stuff, yet we still had investigations and attempted impeachment because of all of this. And this is one of the, I mean, you want to talk about Watergate being a big scam? This is the biggest scam in our political history that no one will cover because the mainstream media is in the tank for the Democrats. It's ridiculous. And well, you know what? I don't care that it's about Trump. This should bother everybody because this is something that should not happen in this country.
Well, the corruption
that
exists,
this happens all the time.
It does not.
In the name of opposition research and
but here's the thing. Opposition research happens all the time. You can poo-poo it, but you never have the government using its full force of the FBI and of law enforcement to go after political opponents. That's not how we do things here. That's China. That's not America. We do not do this here. It is not normal, nor should we make it commonplace. This should outrage all of us.
Do we really want to start talking about who's abusing their power?
Yes.
I mean, this really? Okay, Jen, then there's
we
a whole lot going on in the Trump administration where Jared Kushner, looking right at him with a bullet, is having meetings to finance his building on Fifth Avenue in New York. It had nothing to do with his position. He sat in the White House,
Put aside the fact that Joe Biden has enriched himself, Jared Kushner allegedly enriches himself.
Happens all over.
But this is different. When you use the power, think about this. If the government can take all of its power and use it against an everyday citizen, they can come after you. Do you want that?
An everyday citizen who's running for president who had ties to Russian banks and a lot of Russian oligarchs. That's been known for a long time in New York.
This because this is so dangerous for our country.
Okay.
Because it is not about enriching yourself personally. It's not about all of that. That's terrible, too. Believe me, I think Joe Biden should not even be considered as a candidate because of the amount of money he's gotten from China.
I'd love to
and
see
the fact that he's going to run. It's all over the place. It's just the mainstream media will not show it.
Here's the thing.
Do not use the FBI, the Department of Justice, to go after your political opponents.
Has become Trump's personal attorney.
Nixon resigned because of this.
There is
actually far
so
less.
Much the power, less. The money, the control, the wowzers, if you will, the what we've allowed ourselves to do in the name of having it too easy, for the most part, or we have too much. There's too much of everything. And both sides are corrupt. The country's corrupt, Jennifer.
But here's the thing.
The country is corrupt.
We're all distracted by playing politics.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
true.
We're all distracted by playing politics.
But
so
Trump is no hero.
He's not innocent.
Have you ever heard me say that he is an innocent victim?
I've said we should take
politics out of this and talk about the full weaponization of the government against a political opponent. This is the first time it has happened that we have full
documentation. We're becoming like a third world country.
We have
all of the things, the power, the control, the corruption, the unbridled capitalism, the things. I mean, I'm a capitalist through and through, but the way this country runs now with people who come from, you name the agency, whatever it is, Food and Drug Administration, U.S. Department of Agriculture, go up and down the alphabet, the CIA, any of these people, any of the people that are in government that are so-called servants of the government, I put that in quotation marks, it is outrageous what we allow them to do. The FCC, people that come in from the private sector, they are appointed to jobs, they change the rules, they change the regulations, they change things without our knowledge, without our input, without any, unless the Congress gets so much input, like the right now the National Association of Broadcasters and a lot of station owners, radio and television station owners, are pressuring the government to fix something that the FCC under the current administration has screwed up they have screwed over the owners of radio and television stations, newspapers, and this kind of stuff goes on because somebody like this, and it's not just the guy who's there now, but all of the people that were there before him, this goes back 30, 40 years, the guy who's there now worked for Verizon. So all the rules and regulation that apply to Verizon and to AT&T.
This goes beyond communication.
I'm just using that as an example.
People have enriched themselves in politics all the time. So we could argue about that and how terrible. That's right. But when you bastardize law enforcement, not law enforcement, but your highest levels of law enforcement.
We know law enforcement's corrupt, too. What are we doing about that?
The Department of Justice.
So what are we doing about it?
The Department of National Intelligence to work against your political opposition.
What are we doing about it? What are we going to do about it?
Well, the first step is actually realizing that there's a problem, right? So we found out that things were redacted, and now we see what happens. If I were John Brennan today, if I were some of these people who have lied to the American people for 4 years, I'd be pretty worried because everything he said he didn't do for 4 years on television, he's got handwritten notes in a margin saying
the
opposite.
Why did they do it, though? What is their end game?
Because the end game was getting Hillary Clinton elected. That was the end game.
She got 3 million votes more than Trump did.
Distract from her email scandal. That was what it was all about.
No. And it just, the whole thing is so damn, it's just awful. Really is. Very discouraging. All right, 17 after the hour. And what do I want to do?
Good morning.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, in a manner of speaking, I want to thank Victoria for sending me a Farm Aid T-shirt. How about that? I have.
Is it tie-dye?
But it's really bright. It has all of the. Did you actually see this, Victoria?
Yeah, of course. I chose it.
The colors. This is the warm colors.
Beige, right?
Color, yeah, yeah.
And then it has all the farm vegetables and stuff on it.
Yeah.
I thought it looked something like you would actually not wear on a tractor. This is like what we call
a dressy T-shirt. I'll wear this. As a matter of fact, it has inspired me to go to the Farm Aid people and get these for everybody on the farm. I have Eastley T-shirts and shirts and everything that are really kind of nicely done by my friend Russ in Reno, but this is also something that, and it is, it's full of the bright colors of fall. You can go to all of the farm stands. I was at my friend Tom Hansen's yesterday because he started to make donuts.
So, it's like a bad signal.
It's bad. It's bad. Very bad. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is every time you buy a shirt from farmaid.org, that money goes to this year's Farm Aid. So that all that money, the proceeds.
Do we know how much
they
actually raised?
I don't know yet.
I've never seen a number yet.
Yeah, they're still taking donations, so I'm not sure. But anything that you buy from their...
I can't imagine that charities are doing
anything you buy from their merch shop has... it just all goes...
Yeah, you're right about that. I saw something about that, Jennifer. The fact that all these charities are really
got
to be hurting because people don't have the money that they've had before, and that comes.
Well, there's no events, and you're not out there, and
you can't do stuff. Nope. Yeah, 19 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Big music news of the day. In many respects, people with... I was shocked, actually, when I saw this yesterday. Eddie Van Halen, who I think we all knew he kind of was having a tough time, his battle with throat cancer.
Actually, didn't
that... Didn't you know? You didn't know that.
No. I had... Well, either I blocked it or something, but I had... I
didn't know it came back. I knew when he had tongue cancer years ago, but I didn't think it came back. But apparently, for the last couple of years, this has been really severe.
Well, he was a big smoker, and when you sing the way that he did, and
he
use your vocal cords,
he didn't
well,
sing.
He kind of had made noise.
It was smoking. No, it was smoking. Okay. And he also did a lot of tobacco stuff. You know, what do they call
chewing
that?
Chewing tobacco.
Dip? Yeah, that stuff.
Yeah, right. Yep. That'll kill you. That's the worst. That's much worse even than smoking cigarettes or anything.
Gross.
It's
so
awful.
Gross.
Oh, it's awful. Anyway, throat cancer got him. His son Wolfgang shared the memorial information saying, quote, I can't believe I'm having to write this, but my father has lost his long and arduous battle with cancer. He was the best father I could ever ask for. Every moment I've shared with him on and off stage was a gift. He was the band's bassist.
He's a musician, too. He wanted to be like his dad.
Yeah. My heart's broken. Don't think I'll ever fully recover from this loss. I love you so much, Pop. His wife, Jane, was by his side as the cancer spread, passed away in Santa Monica. Eddie was born in the Netherlands. I came to the U.S. in 1962. His name was Edward Ludwig Van Halen. And so there's that little touch of Dutch, if you will. He and his brother, Alex Van Halen, formed a band with David Lee Roth. And there was a combination and a half, wasn't it? When you think about those guys and how wild they were. Whew. Over the span of five decades, they went on to become one of the real legends of rock. 80 million records sold around the world, joining the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. Over the years, their hits including Jump, Hot for the Teacher, Running with the Devil, and Panama. I think Jump is probably the signature. Don't you think Jump is the signature?
Yeah, certainly one of the biggest ones, yeah.
Yeah. And also became an MTV certified household name in 84 when the album 1984 shot to number 2 on the Billboard charts. It was on every radio station you can probably imagine. He was married a couple of times. He was married to Valerie Bertinelli. I remember that now.
Yeah, she put out a statement last night because she shares Wolfgang with she's his mom.
Yeah.
And she and Wolfgang were with him when he passed. So I thought that was really nice that they all seem to have gotten along, his current wife and the ex-wife. Yeah.
Yeah, the end.
I mean, look, Eddie Van Halen put Valerie Bertinelli through hell. He was, you know, in and out of rehab, and that was not an easy marriage for her, but they managed to stay friends and co-parent pretty well.
Yeah. Well, it happens. It happened with me and my wife. I was there with my two children when she died.
Yeah.
And so it's something you can do. What about his wife, Jane? Anybody know anything about her?
I don't know anything about her. I don't know anything about her.
Yeah. They were pretty private. I feel like he was a lot more private in his later life. Because
nothing wrong with that.
No, I think he had so much of it early on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
A moment for Eddie Van Halen, dead at the age of 65. Don't chew chewing tobacco. Oof. 26 after the hour. Now it's time for Prince's Sign of the Times, which has returned to albums charts. A massive reissue back in 87. Prince released Sign of the Times, which was a double album masterpiece, showed his range. Now, it's back on the charts. Sign of the Times encompasses 16 different songs, but that was just a small chunk of the material that the prolific Prince recorded around that time. Part of an ongoing reissue project, Prince's estate unveiling a massive reissue of this. So, of course, the people who are his heirs can make a lot of money. Who are his heirs? Anyway, where did the money end up going?
His sister, Tyka, I think, is the one who's still really in charge of his estate. But, you know, remember how many people came forward claiming to be
I'm his
relatives
cousin.
And
I'm
sons
his uncle.
And daughters. Kind of been a mess.
Anyway, it arrived number 13 on the Rolling Stone Top 200 chart this week. 3.3 million downloads. The resulting reissue is vast in scope. Fans are proving that's still worth the 8-hour investment it takes to make it from the start to the end. Wow.
A lot of good
that
songs
isn't
on there.
Yep. 28 and a half after the hour of the Wednesday DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter that he has authorized the total declassification of all documents relating to the Russia collusion and Hillary Clinton email probes. Sean Davis, co-founder of The Federalist, says this is a big deal.
These people use this to cast doubt on our elections. You know, they talk about the integrity of our democracy, and they, after Trump was inaugurated, they went and hijacked the presidency. And the problem is that if nobody is made to pay for this, if nobody goes to prison, it's going to happen again.
President Trump is asking Congress to help small businesses and the airline industry after he slammed the brakes on a new coronavirus stimulus package. The president looking to give the airline industry $25 billion and small businesses $135 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley is introducing new legislation targeting big tech companies one day after he called out Google for issuing a warning to conservative website The Federalist. The limiting Section 230 immunity to Good Samaritans Act would prevent major online companies from receiving the protections of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act unless they revise their terms of service to include pledges to operate in good faith and the details of their content moderation policies.
No set of corporate overlords should substitute their judgment for the judgment of we the people. No woke capitalist should be able to shape the outcome of an election by silencing speech. And that's why we have to act. There is a simple, straightforward solution to the censorship power of these digital platforms. Let those who have been censored claim their rights. Let them sue. Let them go to court.
Authorities closed an investigation into an alleged Wisconsin hate crime on June 24th, saying they failed to find any evidence that 18-year-old Althea Bernstein was the victim of a racist arson attack, as she claimed. Bernstein made national headlines when she alleged that four white men in Madison lit her on fire, leaving her with burns on her neck and face. Federal authorities say they were unable to corroborate the details of her claims. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thanks for welcoming us into your lives, the DJV creatures, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. The pressing question of the day is, should you wash a banana after you drop it on the floor? You know how they say you drop something on the floor? What is it?
Is it in its skin, or did you peel it?
I peeled it.
Ew, then yes. Of course you wash it.
But is it okay to wash it?
Well,
does it do
let's be honest. When you picked it up, was it under 5 seconds or over 5 seconds?
No, it was pretty close.
I'm guessing you probably already ingested way more bacteria than that banana picked up.
Yeah, but think about what's on his floor. He has a farm.
Well, exactly.
He
yeah.
tromps around there.
Well, I actually washed the floor last night. It was pretty clean. Yeah, I got all the stuff off. The old blueberries that I step on that get squashed.
When you wash the floor, what does that mean to you?
Yeah. It means that I take soap and water.
Do you mop
it? People mop.
No, I take a sponge and wash the floor
the
with a sponge.
The whole kitchen floor on your hands and knees.
Well,
like
I don't
know.
The
Right? Is that what you're describing?
Little orphan Dougie? Is that what you right. say? Yeah. Little orphan Dougie gets down on his hands and knees. No, I have a confined sort of workspace. Now the whole
right. You
kitchen.
Were, you were spot cleaning because you dropped a blueberry and you stepped on it and then you cleaned it up with a sponge and then you're wondering if you should eat the banana that you dropped on some other part of the floor, right?
Well,
is that how it went?
I pretty much got the whole
visualizing, right?
The work area. The kitchen work area. That's what got cleaned up. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go with the big news from Estee Lauder is that they are sending some of their makeup up to the space station to do advertising. How does that work, Victoria?
Well, skincare. Yeah, this is kind of interesting. Estee Lauder is now the first company to send their skincare up to the International Space Station. They sent their advanced night repair skincare products, and the astronauts are actually going to take photos of these products in space for Estee Lauder's social media accounts. So it's an interesting little blurb on Axios about how, you know, NASA has had a long, complicated relationship with brands and companies who were trying to capitalize on the public's interest in space. Apparently, all bets are off, and now Estee Lauder is sending night repair skin cream up to the astronauts. I think it's kind of interesting because it's like wrinkles in space. You know, it's like that could be the new campaign, but it's, I don't know. I'm assuming that atmosphere or lack thereof is probably very harsh on astronauts'
skin. Got to be very
skin.
Dry. Yeah.
So this could end up being really fabulous advertising for Estee Lauder.
Woohoo! All right, I know that the two of you, and I guess I feel the same way, are pretty upset about what's going on with Dancing with the Stars, mostly because I'm a Tom Bergeron fan. I didn't ever care much for the woman that was his partner. I don't remember her name.
Erin Andrews.
And she now instead of putting Tyra Banks with Bergeron, if anybody had any brains, that's what they would have done, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. So now she's messing the show up to a fare thee well. They still haven't yanked her.
She's the producer now, so
they're not
she's also
her.
The boss. That was part of her
that?
Deal. Well, she's produced because she's produced other hit shows, and I guess they.
What does she produce?
America's Next Top Model for years. Yeah,
she also hosted America's Got Talent, and she hosted
which she was
else.
Good on. She was good on America's Got Talent, but this because this is live. She just can't do it. Not everybody can do live TV. Tom Bergeron made an art out of it, and when things were messed up, you never
Very
knew.
Much so.
Tyra gets really flustered. So anyway, so the newest story is in week four, they announced the wrong name of the people at the bottom, the bottom two who are going to go
Anne
home.
Heche.
Well, Anne Heche ended up being eliminated, but she was not initially named in the bottom two.
Yeah.
So, and then basically she said, you know, Tyra tweeted, "Wowzers, live TV, wrong name on the cards, challenging to deal with moments like
this." Is this a Steve Harvey moment?
Yeah, you know, I mean, but then the other thing is, this is where Tyra gets. I've never really been a huge fan of hers. I think she's all about her, and it's very obnoxious.
Yeah.
So she also tweeted, "I know how to read a prompter perfectly, but I also skip around the prompter to make it as real as possible, knowing that when you skip around the prompter,
you're not
you're
smart
going to
enough
mess
to
up.
Do that, baby." So
right. So yeah. It's kind of.
Back to
the
producer
show is
thing.
Good.
How does she get control? Who is there that wanted her so badly? Gave
That's
her.
You're asking
a credit.
This question like you don't know the answer to the question.
Oh, she's.
What does Tyra Banks know?
No.
What does Tyra Banks have about who she is that is different than what Tom Bergeron has about who he is?
I don't think it's just because she's a black woman. I think
she's
that there's
a black female.
Right, but she's talented. She's not a nobody. She's a big.
No,
she's totally
she's
talented. But so is Tom
Somebody that can do that. That's
well,
not
but Doug, honestly, I don't think anyone thought that she couldn't do it until now. We're seeing it.
And she can't
because
do
she's
it.
Never done.
So how do
live,
they save
live?
This? The Dancing with the Stars is one of the most successful television programs of all time. So how do they save it? They let her ruin it.
Well, no,
the ratings
the
have to be
she's
down.
She's going to ruin it. People are still watching.
No, the ratings are up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she's ruining it
the
at
good
all.
Thing
in fact,
is,
people may watch for her gaffes.
Right. Well, yeah, the good thing is...
We're all a bunch of masochists now.
I know Jen hasn't seen it yet, but I've been watching every episode. The good thing is the season is one of the best seasons they've ever had. Derek Huff is sitting in as a new judge replacing Len Goodman. The judges are great. The atmosphere is great. The celebrities are really good. There are a lot of talented dancers. The show...
Neve Schulman's really good.
Neve Schulman's
good. Goodman was
despite,
that English boob, right?
Yeah, he's still on it, but he's in England, right. So he did some tape recorded stuff. But he's kind of like Mr. Wonderful. He's the curmudgeon. You know, right. Every show needs one. Wonka, wonka. So
are you talking about television or radio?
Every show needs a curmudgeon. Yeah, we've got one too. Get it? So, yeah.
Really?
But I'm saying, in spite of Tyra being kind of awful, the rest of the show has actually elevated. So it was time for a change, and it is more interesting and better than it was in the past. It's just, I really wish that they would bring Tom Bergeron back. Or just give her someone else to bounce off of.
Yeah, bring
Bergeron back. She's not good.
Next up in the hit parade department here, Kim and Kanye sitting in a tree, K-A-S-S-I-N-G. Remember that? Did you ever sing that?
Are they really?
I don't know. Apparently Kanye's got he had COVID, and Kim has talked about the experience of taking care of him. I thought they were kind of on the outs.
I didn't know. Well, this is back in March before he, had another episode of his bipolar and then decided to run for president. I didn't know that Kanye had COVID. He had it at the same time that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson had it, which was early. It was March 12th. So she said it was pretty scary. He had a pretty bad case of it. And, I think this is, like I said, this is before their marriage seemed to go off the rails.
How did we not know about that? The Kardashians
I don't know
everything. I don't understand. I don't know. I missed that.
I missed it because I don't care. But then there are a lot of people who think this is fabulous. How many? The Kardashians have, 200 million jillion followers on social media?
Yeah.
Sure. Actress Lucy Hale is trying to stop domestic abuse. She was in, Pretty Little Liars? Which one was she? In Pretty
Little
Liars.
Did you ever see the show?
The one on the left.
I did. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty Little Liars. You watch that, really?
Well, I like the three main characters, frankly. I like
she
them as actresses.
Them.
There were four, but okay.
There were four of them. She's the fourth one. Okay, got it.
Why? Wow, anyway,
that's
so
funny.
Okay, because there's no way you've seen this show. But anyway.
I have seen. Wait a minute.
No, I believe he's
true.
Seen it. But
I've seen it.
But Jay, where
were
you
described
freeform?
I don't know.
Right.
But
he,
okay, but you know where you saw the show.
But you will
what
know
I don't
her
believe,
for,
though is when he says, "Oh, she was the fourth one." Okay, great.
Right? Yeah, no. But Doug, you will know her from she is now on New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest. She is one of the co-hosts. She's
right.
The cute little brunette. So that's Lucy Hale. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
But she's bringing the point here is that she is bringing to the surface through this campaign with Purina and the Purple Leash Project, domestic abuse problems, and trying to make them pet-friendly, more welcoming to people who have been abused and have pets, which is something that sounds to me like it would be very important to have, because if you're having a tough time to begin with, you'd like to have a little security, and what better way to get security than with your pet, right? 20 people physically abused by an intimate partner per minute.
It's probably more
country.
Right now during the pandemic, too.
Wow.
We've seen lots of spikes in that.
One in three women and one in four men experiencing some form of physical violence by a partner. And on any given day, more than 20,000 phone calls are made to domestic violence hotlines around the country. One of the factors in whether or not a victim of domestic abuse will leave the relationship is if they're allowed to bring their pet. Only 10% of domestic abuse shelters apparently have the ability to accept pets. This is the Purple Leash Project's info. 48% of people will stay in an abusive relationship because of their pets. Wow. Who knew that?
Well, think about it. Who would leave their dog with an abuser, with a jerk?
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Or a cat,
And that's one of the most dangerous things of all this COVID stuff is think about the calls that are not coming in right now because people are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
but
talk
I'm happy that she's doing this because I think it's great. And I know Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, has often talked about how it's really difficult for people. People end up choosing to be homeless so that they can stay with their dog, rather than, go into a shelter.
I'll bring that up with him later. All right. In the meantime, yesterday I got something in an email, and I sent it to Victoria. You know, there's been a lot of controversy about TikTok and what it's all about, who controls it, why is it even here? President wants to have it controlled by an American company, which I think is the right step. But seriously, in a moment during the program, during a break, I said to Victoria, what is this? I got a big, it's a huge TikTok banner across the top of it. And it says, hi, Doug Steffen. Thanks for joining TikTok.
Uh-oh.
TikTok is not only a destination for instant entertaining and short-form mobile video, it's a place where it's safe to be authentic and real. I don't know anything about it. I didn't join TikTok. I had nothing to do. I don't want to join TikTok from what I know about it. I don't want anything to do with the damn Chinese government. And so how the hell did this get into my email box? The subject line says, verify your email address with
right.
TikTok.
Yeah, and thankfully you didn't click on that because somehow your email has been compromised. And
that would have gone straight to President Xi's desk, I think. They've been watching for you.
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know how, but your email has been compromised at some point.
It says at the bottom, this email was generated for Doug Steffen,
mm-hmm.
and it lists our privacy policy. TikTok is at 1010 Venice Boulevard in Culver City. So the next time I'm in L.A., I'm going to 1010 Venice Boulevard. I'm taking this with me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell them to stick it in their ear. So, but it's something to watch. It's Victoria said, something to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of these things floating around now. You're getting, I know, a lot of email that I did not solicit coming from who knows where. Just don't do anything with it. But I'm saving this till when I go to L.A. next month. I'm going right over there. Who needs that stuff? If you're a Lyft Pink member, amazing perks like takeout with free delivery are here. How about, let's figure out how this works. Andy Solomon will explain for us.
Lyft is announcing it's partnering with Grubhub to offer its Lyft Pink members complimentary access to Grubhub Plus. Lyft Pink members will now have exclusive access to one-of-a-kind rewards on the food and restaurants they love. Lyft started Lyft Pink last year to elevate access for riders and unlock all their cities have to offer. With preferred pricing and exclusive benefits on their bikes, scooters, and rideshare offerings, the $19.99 monthly membership is now even more valuable with the addition of Grubhub Plus. The food delivery service has a monthly value of $9.99 and comes with unlimited free delivery on nearly 200,000 restaurants. This is on top of the 15% off that Lyft Pink members already receive on rides, as well as relaxed cancellations, priority airport pickups, and free and discounted bike, scooter, and e-bike rides. To sign up for Lyft Pink and get access to Grubhub Plus, download the free Lyft app for iOS and Android. Terms apply.
All right, so there's a new book called Wicked Game, an insider story on how Trump won, Mueller failed, and America lost, by a guy named Rick Gates, Jennifer, who was Paul Manafort's deputy in the campaign. So who even knows who this guy is? Is this just another shot across the bow of the current power structure, trying to make a few bucks? Who's going to read this book?
I don't know who reads all of these books, but certainly there are people. I think a lot of people who don't like Trump will pick up these books. Rick Gates is a political consultant who worked with Paul Manafort. I believe he turned. He was going to go to jail, I think, for some of the activities with Paul Manafort that were actually separate from the Trump campaign. So what he knows or what he's privy to, I'm not sure, because they never finished out the Trump campaign. Remember, it was Kellyanne Conway and Steve Bannon who actually finished out the campaign.
But his main claim is that Trump said Pence was a loser. Why would I want him as my vice president? There you go.
A lot of people say a lot of things. Who knows?
Oh, my God. Give it a rest. 10 before the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tech Talk time. It's 53 past the hour now, so the DJ viewers, including Victoria and me, have an overview of a couple of big stories here. Apple has talked about their next iPhone. So what do they do this every year? They have a new iPhone every year? Is that the idea?
They have not a complete new model every year, but they have had some sort of variation. And so this year, it is a new model. It's the iPhone 12. Right now, we've got the 11. I have the 11 Pro Max.
What do I have? I think 8. What do I have?
I think you have an 8. I have the 11 Pro Max. It's the slightly larger version, and this is by far I've had almost every iPhone in the entire history of iPhones, and this is by far my favorite one. So I would have to be really convinced to upgrade to an iPhone 12, but we will all find out what exactly the iPhone 12 will have for us on October 13th. This is the announcement has finally arrived. We knew back in July Apple said that the iPhone would miss its usual September launch window because of COVID. And so we're not exactly sure when these new iPhones are going to ship, but we do know at least now that on October 13th, there's a special event. You can watch it online, as always, with the Apple presentations. And this will be exclusively for the iPhone 12, which has a new design. It has squared off edges. It's going to look kind of more similar to an iPad Pro. It also will support 5G networks, and it comes in four different models, a 5.5-inch size, which is actually smaller than the 11 Pro, and a 6.7-inch, which would end up being the largest iPhone ever. However, one of the downsides, it does not have the refresh rate that people were hoping for with the iPhone 12. It looks like the faster iPhone will have to still be arriving in the future. They have a number of other products that are in the works, rumored to be at least. Their new over-ear headphones, a smaller, more affordable HomePod, and a competitor to Tile's location tracking tags that are reportedly called AirTags, which is kind of cool. Those are the luggage tags, those little tiles, and you can pop them in. People put them on their bicycles to make sure that they don't get stolen. Put them on your luggage so you don't get, you know, your bag. You always know where your bag is, even if it's not on the carousel. So AirTags would be something that makes a lot of sense for Apple to put out because it could just be tied right into your iPhone. It kind of like Find My Friends, Find My Phone, Find My Luggage. And so there's also a chance that Apple, there is a chance that Apple will share more products, but so far, this is what all the tech writers live for. They love to speculate what we're going to see. And so that will all happen on October 13th. And they had an invitation teasing the announcement with the phrase, high, comma, speed. So speed is going to be the name of the game, and we'll see what all the products look like.
Well, good stuff wasn't fast enough now. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, how much faster are you going to make the thing work? And
it needs
why
to be faster.
Oh, yeah, right. It needs to be faster. There's a new in-ear monitor that you can custom fit yourself. Let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out.
For the best in sound quality, audio professionals wear in-ear monitors. These go into the ear canal but are custom molded to the ears, and that's expensive and requires a visit to an audiologist. Until now, a brand called Ultimate Ears had debuted a new in-ear monitor called UE Fits that feature gel-filled tips which create a custom fit via what they call Lightform technology. UV-based LEDs in the gel that cause it to harden to the shape of the user's ear. The company says that beyond that cool trick, the buds feature all the other expected features of wireless buds. UE Fits are on sale now for an intro price of $200, and we've tweeted the details over at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Next up on the Hip Parade here, Victoria, is something from Vizio. I like that name. Vizio. What are they announcing?
Vizio has some really good points and some really low points. Let's start with the good stuff. So at the start of 2020, Vizio said that they would be joining brands like LG and Sony in the OLED TV ranks. This is OLED is a better version of an LED TV. It's a 4K, it's Ultra HD. They come in 55 and 65 inch sizes. They support Dolby Vision, Chromecast, Apple AirPlay. It's all built in. So that's good news. This is going to cost $12.99 and for the 55-inch and $19.99 for the 65-inch. This takes Vizio out of the budget Costco category, which is where they started, and this puts them up now with prestige brands. However, Vizio's all made in China, and a couple years ago it came out that Vizio has built-in functionality that can spy on you when your TV isn't even on. And when it is on, it literally aggregates every single bit of data of what you're watching, and the rumors are that it goes right to the Chinese government. So, take your pick.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.